Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Time to have a little heart-to-heart with Radio 1's very own breakfast host, Mr. Zach Hoffman. I had a yarn with Zach yesterday in the R1 studio. He was a pretty busy guy, but thankfully he managed to give a bit of his time for a corridor. During the yarn, Zach was talking about his Radio 1 history, and he failed to mention that he was a news reporter at the station for about 2 years. I don't know how that slipped his mind when he was recording the interview, but it did. with that said, here is the interview with Zach Hoffman. You're listening to The One. Enjoy.
All right, folks, so I'm here with Zach Hoffman, the host of the Adju Breakfast Program on Radio 1, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Morena, Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. I'm doing real good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty chill, man. Pretty chill. Just looking forward to this yarn, because I feel like we have a lot in common, so it'd be really, really awesome. I think we're going to have a very good conversation. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, man. I love what you've been doing over the past wee while as the breakfast host at The One. It's really, really awesome to see. Yeah, I'm very keen for this yarn. Great, we're on the same page then. First things first, I want to know, why did you get involved at the station? Oh, great question, great question. Well, originally I was inspired to apply here at The One by a Mr. Ashley Hayden, who is an Aussie Potty legend. He's a Radio 1 legend. He's incredible. He loves bikes, he loves music, he loves nature. He's an incredible guy. He's currently in Melbourne, unfortunately, but he used to do a show here called The Local, which was a two-hour slot every Saturday, playing only Aotearoa music from Aotearoa. And he had been on there for quite some time. He asked, you know, to join Radio 1. He said, you should, because it's a really cool way to, you know, make friends, play some good tunes, and so on and so forth. And I was, like, at the time, really into the work by this documentarian, Adam Curtis, who, if you haven't seen his films, you definitely should. I had a great interest in his work. And in one of his documentaries, they talk about this concept of positive and negative liberty. And it's this really interesting political concept, which I won't go into the weeds on now, but I wanted to do a show focused on politics. And the more I thought about it, the less it actually appealed to me. But I did apply to The One, nonetheless. I was interviewed by Tom Tremuen, absolute legend, absolute sweetheart, who's currently the general manager of the Big BFM up in Tamaki Makaurau. He interviewed me in 2019, and, oh man, I was such a little goober back then. I'm still a goober now, obviously, but, man, he made me feel very confident and secure in my abilities, and my abilities were close to none. I remember, like, the first time I ever had to do anything close to a real show. I was talking about this, walking through the botanical gardens one night and getting really scared by a possum because, you know, possums make horrifying noises. And so I talked about that at length on air. I think that might have been the highlight of my whole 2019 journey. My real interest in radio and my real abilities, I don't want to, you know, sound like a wanker here, but my abilities really were borne on by one man. Oh, who was that? It was Liam Clune, actually. And this kind of leads into some of the history that I have at the station, which... Can I talk about that? Yeah, go ahead, man. We have about another 10 minutes or so to talk about these things, so go ahead. Okay, cool. Mean, awesome, great. So Liam Clune applied at the station in 2020, and we'd been hanging a lot the year before. We played a lot of Magic the Gathering together. I always went to night lunch gigs. I always went to gigs with my brother Liam Hoffman. And Liam Hoffman and Liam Clune, they're like joint at the hip, especially back in those days, like 4 or 5 years ago. And so he applied to the station as a DJ, and then we started hosting a regular 2 hour Friday kind of midday slot. I think it was 2 to 4 on Fridays, the afternoon spectrum with Liam and Zach, and that was really fun. And during that time as well, we got ordained, we got knighted and nicknamed by Tom Tremuen, and he nicknamed me Hoff Trough, which is where the name comes from, and he nicknamed Clune Clune Tunes. And so we were Hoff Trough and Clune Tunes, and we had a 2 to 4 slot. We did some album reviews, we had some played some weird tracks. We actually got told off by the music director at the time for being a bit weird with our songs. I remember playing a 100 gig song and getting told off, and then playing a West Side Gun track and being told off for that, which is fair enough. We kind of shot the shit there at the 2 to 4 on Fridays, and then we got more serious. We got asked to think about a kind of show concept because we were surprisingly good. We were really good together, And so we kind of put our heads together, and during a brainstorm session over Facebook Messenger, it might have been during lockdown, actually, far out. I think it was during lockdown, actually, yeah. We were thinking about what to do, and Clune was like, what if we do a show based about us being in the supermarket, you know? And I was pretty smitten with that idea, because, I don't know, he's much more creative man than I am. So we started doing the supermarket, Te Whare Hokomaha, Sunday, I think it was 6 to 8. And that was a really, really fun time. We got really weird with it. We used to play supermarket ambiance when we were talking as our sound bed. We had a lot of friends come on the program. Actually, Jemima, the R1 news producer, came on the program at the end of 2021 for a show. We had other Radio 1 legends like Rutine Rickard. A friend of mine, Dan Priest, came on the show. My goodness, who didn't come on this show? Ruby Jenkins, big shout out to Ruby. She's co-hosted a few breakfasts with me. As the show went on, we had more loose and loose concepts. Like there was an episode where we went to a show where we went to Australia. And that was really fun because we got my brother on Zoom or Skype. And he came on the program to join us and pretend as though we were in Australia, because he is in Australia currently. So that was really fun. The supermarket will forever be probably one of my favorite shows I've ever done. Second favorite, of course, to this, the breakfast show, which we're currently talking about on live. I also did the DPAG Late Breakfast, which is still running, hosted by Alex Lister at the moment, Saturdays 11 to 1. That was really fun. Co-hosted that show for about 3 years. Learned a lot about the art world. Artists, I think, are probably some of the hardest people to interview. I don't know if you've found that. I think you're right. I think you're right, Zach. They are really hard to interview. They're really hard to interview. Yeah, thanks for that, Zach. Yeah, they are really tricky. They're very tricky people. Well, it sounds like you've had a pretty extensive history at The One, man. Like 5 or so years. That's pretty awesome. I want to know, what are some of the big challenges that you've had since you've been here at The Breakfast Show? That's a really, again, another great question. Great interviewer. I've had some pretty tough times, not going to lie. I love this job, but any job has its challenges. I initially kind of had this annoying neurotic feeling that I was going to run out of music to play, and I found that isn't the case. It's fine to repeat a song. I tend to repeat songs maybe a month after playing them. Yeah, I haven't run out of tunes. I find more stuff every day. Or every second day at that, and it's going really good. Another big challenge I've had is not being a morning person. I'm not traditionally a morning person, so I've had to kind of rewire my sleep patterns, a bunch of other normal behaviors, to fit more in the morning. So that's been a bit of a tricky time. Also, definitely feeling like I don't belong in certain places at times, and so this job is no exception, but that gets a little bit easier every time I come in the booth and have a good show, because, you know, there's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why I was hired to do the job. Really awesome thing that I was actually given this opportunity, because it has been an immense opportunity. And every time I hear that Inner Saboteur go, oh, you played a shit song, ugh, I just tell them to go, get out of here. Another thing that I think has been a pretty big challenge here has been my social battery, because I have to interview me usually between 2 to 3 people a day. It definitely is challenging. It definitely is challenging. But I do like it. I do find it a very rewarding experience. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, it's so cool. It's so fun. I've been able to be much more extroverted, which is really awesome. I've been able to build my confidence with things like emceeing, because I did the comedy night earlier in the year. I did a creative panel with Nina Brown from Critic, which was awesome. That was a real highlight of this year. I also did some more emceeing. I'll be doing some other emceeing stuff later this year, which is awesome. It's been really, really good for building my confidence in public speaking. Oh, that's awesome, man. That's real good. I'm glad to hear that you're kind of overcoming those challenges, even though, you know, they come and go. I tend to find that they come and go. Yeah, I do too. Mood is a big thing for me. Mood is a massive thing. And that kind of bleeds into my creative approach as well, because I just have hot flashes of ideas. And if I don't capitalize on them, they'll sink to the bottom of my brain, and they might come back months down the line, but they could just sink like stones and I could never find them again. So if I ever have a good idea, I'll have to write it down somewhere and really start working on it immediately. Yeah, I find a similar thing. I find a real similar thing. It is hard to keep milking that creative juice. You know, it definitely is tricky. I guess we are kind of heading to the end of the interview now. I do want to know, what are some of your music picks for this year, 2024? And I'm talking New Zealand, not talking international. So let me know what some of those are. Oh, man, thank you so much for that. Great question. You know, I love talking about tunes, especially New Zealand music. I would say a big thing in recent memory is Recital's Champion Runner. That song has been on repeat. I love that track. Big fan of the new Night Lunch EP, of course. That went dummy hard. Was it Measure Twice, Cut Once? Very, very, very funny. The Christoph El Truento album as well. Dubs from the Neighborhood. Really like that. Really, really awesome stuff. The Odessa track that came out earlier in the year. Man, what was that? That was a great track. There's so much good New Zealand music, and that is a big thing and a big reason why I love Radio 1, is because you find so much cool stuff, you're in with so many cool people, and you just get so many awesome opportunities that you never get anywhere else. You know, it is my forever home. It will be. Big love to this place, man. But turning 40 is insane. I really hope that I can make it to the 50th and come on and talk to whoever the breakfast host is at that time, as Andy Flyboy and Wallace Chapman and Tom Tremuen and Dave Barry and all those great people who I've talked to over the past week, over this week, have done to me. I can't wait to be part of that, you know, alumni, so to speak. Not that I want to leave the job at all, but it's going to be so cool to reflect on my time here when I'm, 34. Don't want to think about that. No, it's been a really fun run here, and I'm looking forward to so many more yarns, so many more gags, and a lot of fun. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program today, Zach. It was really, really awesome to have you, and hopefully your show isn't too booked out for the next week. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Thank you very much. It is, and I love it like that. I love having lots of things on for the show because it makes me feel like I have talked less, which is good. It's easier to talk to other people than it is talking to yourself. Not a truer word said, my friend. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a great day. Take care, and we'll see you around. Yeah, likewise, man, likewise. Good luck being the breakfast host at Radio 1, and I hope to talk to you again soon. For sure. Well, that was the corridor I had with Zach Hoffman, the Radio 1 breakfast program host. Yes, it's 9:57 now on the 1, and we're going to play a bit of a throwback for Zach. This track was on repeat in 2019 when he first joined the station, and I want to play the full uncensored version of it. If you have any problems, you can file my lawyer. Here's What to Do from Jack Boys. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked. Why do we fall at evening? Silhouettes for the evening. Might just be my time, and I know just what you...
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.